truth, no matter how much it hurts. And if that's going to be a problem, I recommend you, well, you toughen up a little bit. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, January the 28th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling stands with President Trump in making it much more difficult to become a citizen if you're on the public dole. The decision outraging the left. Number two, in China and several other states, the work to stop the spread of the new coronavirus is still at full capacity, but is it working and how concerned should we be? The State Department says do not go to China. And number one, if you thought the impeachment trial would be wrapped up in a couple of weeks, looks like you may have been wrong. If you thought the Democrats had run out of dirty tricks and did a dishonest dealing, clearly you were kidding yourself. I mean, the John Bolton thing, how well-timed was that? Latest surprise. Right, it's just a shock. John Bolton shows up. By the way, Attorney General Bill Barr blowing big holes in part of the anonymous sourcing saying that Bill Barr was concerned about Donald Trump's dealings with Turkey and China, saying, not true, didn't happen. And if John Bolton's writing that, it's fiction, basically. We'll get to that. But I want to talk about something else with you for just a moment, because brand new polling from Gallup gives pretty good insight on where we are today compared to where we were just 3 years ago. And it's a whole list of things from Gallup, a whole list of things that have improved in your mind, in the minds of the American people, since Donald Trump became president of the United States. The first thing I want to look at, honestly, is, and I bring you to this one first, because there's so much conversation about, well, it's the income inequality, and we've got problems with this, and everything's terrible, and in global warming, and the sky is falling. The overall quality of life. 84% of it thinks it's pretty damn good here. 84% of it think the quality of life is terrific in the United States. So what are you all belly aching about? By the way, that's up 4 points since Barack Obama was president. Now, let's go to where we were. The state of the nation's economy. Increased satisfaction, the nation's economy. Satisfied today, 68% satisfied with the economy. That compares to just 46% in January of 17. That's up 22 points. The nation's security from terrorism. 68% believe we're in a good place. That's up 18 points from January 17. Military strength and preparedness, up 15 points to 81% believe that we're in good shape and ready to defend ourselves. The state of race relations. Now, I want to point this out. Very interesting. In January of 17, 22% of Americans felt that the state of race relations was pretty good. 22%, 1 in 5, after the first black president concluded his second term in office. Today, that number is 36%, 1 in 3, and it's up 14 points. The nation's policies to control or reduce crime, 47%, up 9. The position of blacks and other racial minorities in the nation, 46, up 9. The way income and wealth are distributed in the U.S., 43%, up 8. And the opportunity for a person in this nation to get ahead by working hard. How many people believe that? That if you work hard in America, you can get ahead? Almost 3 out of 4, 72%. Almost 3 out of 4. Which brings me back to the overall quality of life, 84%. Not exactly the kind of numbers, by the way. Let's look at, there's a key one. Quality of life, 84%. Satisfied with the nation's economy, 68%. The opportunity to do well in this country if you work hard, 72%. These are, and this is from Gallup, not a conservative outlet by any stretch. These are the kind of numbers that propel a person to re-election easily. If you had these numbers, let me put it to you this way. If you had these numbers, and the name of the president was unknown, The name of the president was unknown. And you go through the accomplishments, whether it's USMCA or border security. Eliminate the name of the president. Look at unemployment at 3.5%, the greatest participation in the labor force in American history, more women working, more African-Americans working, more Latinos working than at any time in American history. And if you took the president's name out of there and you looked at that independently, it would be great guns. There would be no question the person would be reelected. The problem is that since January of 2017, every major news outlet and certainly the cable news companies have spent 24 hours a day trying to destroy this guy. What was the number? 93%? Is that what it was? Negative 93%? Right. 93% negative coverage of President Donald Trump by the news networks since he took office January the 20th, 2017. Just imagine if he had gotten 20% positive coverage, 25%, even 50-50. Good Lord, look what would have happened to this country, what people would think if it was balanced coverage in any way. But the fact of the matter is these people despise Donald Trump. And okay, I understand that, but it's not your place. It's not your job. Your job is to give information. The job at CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post is to give information, not put your thumb on the scale. It's to tell people what's available and they can consider for themselves. They should be able to think for themselves, telling them what to think and how to think and using inflammatory terms like scheme and controversial. A controversial decision by the president today, that sets the tone for the entire article. The president in a scheme to, these are the adjectives used all the time by these clowns. If I were teaching the journalism class, you wouldn't make it out of the entry-level introductory course. You would be blown out. Your job is not to put the thumb on the scale. Your job is to share information and let people decide for themselves. That's the news department. Now, if you have an editorial department for commentary, that's fine. You do that over here. The problem is many, if not most, of these major news outlets have lost track of the difference between news and editorial. News and editorial are two very different departments. At least they used to be. And they're supposed to be. But when you look at the Associated Press with loaded language right in the first couple of sentences, when you see the New York Times, the Washington Post, and every other major publication in America with loaded terms right out of the gate, you know it's not fair. You know it's not right. You know it's not balanced. And it's delivered in such a way as to influence what you think. I happen to think you're smart enough to figure it out on your own. I will share facts with you. And figures and statistics, like the fact that 84% of us think that the quality of life in America is pretty terrific, and you decide for yourself. If you work hard in America, you can get ahead. Well, three quarters of us think that. I happen to be in that camp. How about you? You can decide for yourself. It's the Steve Gruber Show. It's not about me. It is about you. We'll be right back.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you could also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers. For complete details.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or odor, but it can cause lung cancer. And it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy. And so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today. Or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and the MAB. Everybody.